608 today.
Well, this is a shocker. When I woke up early this morning getting ready for a quick run, what did I hear blasting out on the local radio station? Radiation leak investigated at Three Mile Island. There's a horrible blast from the past. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. I'm the captain of the ship where we run through some pretty rough waters, and boy, we got a lot of rough stuff to throw down at you this hour, including our Bad Boys file. That's actually a lot of fun and can get a little nasty. This time around, it's somewhere in the middle. Big top story, of course, one of them is we have our eyes on what's happening with that Fort Hood investigation and Major Hassan after Saturday and the conversations with the prosecutors and his own attorney. Looks like there's a real possibility he's going to throw down the insanity plea, and I'm not surprised by this, although I think when you look at insanity and what could happen in this military trial, you wonder the idea to go for the death penalty, how that would affect that possibility, and ultimately the lining up the evidence. It's quite obvious. I mean, he's the accused, but we all know, come on, with the eyes that were there, who was blasting the bullets. And the latest is that he wasn't aiming at all at any civilians. There were civilians in the area, and completely he turned away from them and just shot at the soldiers. You know how I feel about this with the certain links and the FBI and the emails, and you know they've traced 18 emails to money that he was funneling to Islamic charities that turned out to be, some of them anyway, fronts for terror groups. And then of course the conversations with the radical imam. This is ugly, certainly, all the way around. And there may be a lesson in Fort Hood. Let's hope the people who make the laws have learned their lesson and there's some changes ahead as a result of that horrible massacre back on November 5th. Don't forget on Tuesday, so our next show, pay the biggest turkeys of 2009. Could be anybody from politics, business, entertainment, etc. You pick it. It's your list of the biggest turkeys. I'll have my own. Our own Donovan Madsen, of course, revealed his in a previous hour. If you missed it, they were pretty good, and you may agree with some of them. He even had Obama on the list for reasons that might be different than some of you. All right, speaking of Obama, today he talked about desperately wanting to have people employed in the United States, and that part of the problem that we're seeing as these jobless numbers keep jumping up, I mean, the real jobless rate is 17.5, depending on who you talk to. 17.5 is a scary number. The official number is 10%, but there are a lot of people who are unemployed. So Obama did a little news conference where he talked about seeing that it felt as though the recession was lifting because we were seeing growth and companies were making profits, but at the cost of the workers, which is true. I mean, how many of you listening to me driving in your Jeep right now or laying in your bed restless, you can't go to sleep right now, have a situation wherever it is that you work, whether it's in the plants or, you know, whether you work in some other kind of institution or corporation or have work for somebody with a small business, you've been asked to do more because people have been downsized around you. So instead of doing the work of one person, you're doing the work of three people. I cannot tell you how much I've heard that. And usually what follows that is I'm exhausted. Geez, I am doing this, this, and this. I'm frustrated. I feel like I'm not doing as good of a job as I used to do because now all of a sudden I have all these other things. But, I'm happy to still be employed. Talk to the people in Detroit, many of them around other towns in Michigan, about being employed and how tough it was when the auto industry tanked and how many people lost jobs as a result of the tentacles of the auto industry, the parts business, etc., other people who survived and thrived because of the automakers and find themselves in horrible situations there. Michigan, California, talk to some of the Californians with their horrible budget crisis. Many of the people who have state jobs have been asked to be furloughed for X amount of time or days a week. And for goodness sake, Schwarzenegger is giving people IOUs in California. That'd be great if you're a vendor and you're expecting a certain amount of money to come in because you have to pay people and you get an IOU from the state of California. Mm. Also on the list of things that we're going to talk about is this situation with Afghanistan. It looks like there may be a decision finally. What I've heard from somebody at the Pentagon is this may happen actually on Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. The ninth meeting of, I call them the Knights of the Round Table, the modern Knights of the Round Table, the War Committee met again, the War Council session met again to talk about Afghanistan. Remember, Obama said maybe a week ago that he didn't like some of the suggestions he was getting or didn't want to go with these suggestions, basically. So I've heard over and over again there's going to be some kind of middle ground when it comes to how many troops to deploy. So anybody out there listening who thought there was going to be a withdrawal of troops, forget about that because that's not happening. Definitely, we're staying in Afghanistan, but it's a question of how many will be deployed. The number I originally heard was 20,000, might be up to 30-something. But what is the end game? Ultimately, what happens with this conflict? What is the exit strategy? And we may hear that exit strategy. There may be a clarification of what's going to go on with the troops and what's happening with the Afghanistan government. You look at Hamid Karzai, the man who's leading this nation into the next couple of years, and you see what happened previously with his government, which is riddled with corruption. So here we are giving money, bodies, etc. to Afghanistan, and the question becomes, what ultimately does America leave Afghanistan with? What is it that is the goal? So another meeting of this committee, if you will, to come up with a strategy. And this has been happening since mid-September. And everybody who was anyone was around the table in this closed-door session. They were there, gosh, for about 90 minutes or so. So I'm thinking that we could be surprised on Wednesday or maybe next Monday with the course that Obama's decided to take as far as Afghanistan is concerned. And now I'm thinking we may hear it right before the holidays because, once again, we've had more people die in some attacks in Afghanistan, sadly, bomb attacks and a firefight killed four more U.S. troops. And this is just in a 24-hour period, and it just adds to the death toll with NATO and the U.S. considering if more people are going to be deployed. I think this is the other part of the equation. Who else is helping the United States? And remember, one of the things McChrystal said is we need NATO. We need help from NATO. NATO, by the way, has about 71,000 troops right now in Afghanistan. Nearly half of them, by the way, American. And the U.S. military has another 36 soldiers there as well who serve outside of NATO. 800-259-5791. What do you think the president's going to say?
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, now bad boys file for the day. How about the South Carolina governor who faces now 37 charges that he broke state ethics laws? I know you're not surprised by this. I mean, here's the thing. He was looking like the knight, if this is the problem, he was looking like the knight in shining armor for the GOP. Good ideas. I'm solid. I'm backing up everything. I'm not afraid to go against the grain. And turns out he was pulling some wild, fast ones on I think, the state of South Carolina. So now he's got problems with ethics, charges, because what they're saying is he violated rules on airplane travel, campaign money. The civil charges are a maximum of like $74,000 in fines. This is all from this three-month investigation by the State Ethics Commission and could be a push to get him out of office. The state attorney general is actually deciding whether the gov will face any criminal charges. My feeling is if he bows out, he won't get the criminal charges. So anyway, there's 18 instances that they could find where the governor was accused of improperly buying first and business class tickets. What was he doing? He's going to see his lover. Of course. I'll pay you back. I just need to borrow some money here. So you can't do that. He violated state law, and this is the weird thing, requiring lowest cost travel 9 times, improperly using state-owned aircraft for travel to political and personal events, including a stop at a discount hair salon. I just had a laugh at that. And 10 times he reimbursed himself with campaign cash. Yeah, so the Republican governor is under this huge microscope. And when he vanished for 5 days over the summer, then showed up after 5 days, that's when he shot himself in the foot. So anyway, he is the bad boy, one of the bad boys from the bad boy file. And we've got another one for you, too, and we're going to get to that here in just a minute. But first, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just finishing touches on one of my pieces of artwork that I do here. I'm a hobbyist, and that you mentioned I had to put everything aside because I went through the roof. You mentioned that the mayors and the guns and everything about the Terrorism Act.
Mm-hmm.
I know I sound like a broken record and a one-issue guy. I really wanted to talk to you about the emails about the global warming farce and how important that is to our future as Americans. But I'll talk about that tomorrow if you bring that up, the phony emails between the climate control. That was really important. But here's what I want. Here's what I want to talk about. I'm not surprised that these mayors signed this thing to President Obama, because now I'm starting to get worried about something. And let me make a couple of points, and you'll see if you agree or disagree. According to Joseph Tartaro, who's the executive editor of Gun Week, it's published by the Second Amendment Foundation. He writes that, now bear with me, America and Kate, as far as Hassan, his classmates, the shooter in Texas, his classmates in a master's degree program complained repeatedly to superiors about his anti-American views. Another classmate said he complained to 5 officers and 2 civilian faculty members at the university. And he wrote in a command climate survey sent to Pentagon that, you know, the military has been politically correct. But the point is, they missed this guy over and over again. Now, what does this have to do with the guns to terrorism? Lautenberg in New Jersey introduced the Denying Arms to Terrorism Act. If you get on that list, they don't tell you why. It is very difficult to get off the list. It's a secret list that people put people on. Now you're saying, Mark, we know you're a gun owner. Are you for terrorism? Absolutely not. But here is the thing I'm trying to make. First, it was the Mexican drug cartels that we have to curb our Second Amendment rights. Now, because of the benign neglect, they told us to submit to databases. We must know everything about you, America. They knew everything about this guy, and nothing was done. Then he goes and creates havoc, and out of telling us that we have to restrict our gun rights because of some whack job that they refuse to go after. So you see, they create the problem, and then they offer the solution. Now you say, Mark, what do you mean they create the problem?
No, you have a point.
I'm going to go off on a little tangent here. MK Ultra was a mind control thing. Now, I heard a talk show years ago after the Virginia Tech shooting, and this is what I thought about today as I was driving to work. I wanted to call you. They said that this guy had lunch with a CIA agent and some other government agent, and he said, we got Lee, the fellow, whatever, at Virginia Tech to kill those people so we could disarm the American people. And he said, if you tell anybody about this, we'll kill you. Then I started thinking, you know, these conspiracy theorists say that Hassan was a setup, and I know I've been all over the map with this guy, but now again, here, it serves their purpose. This guy shoots up a military base, and now they want to take our guns. They created the problem in Virginia Tech, and now they're doing it again with Hassan. And the point is, did they do this on purpose? I told you we were going to get hit. Now it serves the purpose of the gun control people. But nobody's asking the question, which I'm going to go back to Joseph Tartaro, the editor of Gun Week. When he was in the military, they issued guns. How come there was no MPs, no armed military people on that base to fire back? Go ahead.
Because of Clinton lifted the guns. Remember, they could carry guns, not the MPs, but you could carry the gun. But Clinton changed that, and there you had these unarmed guys, sadly. So what if somebody had a gun? You're right. That point is absolutely right on target, because somebody could have put him down, and you wouldn't have lost those. I don't think you would have lost those lives or as many, and certainly not the wounded.
See, I know you're brilliant. I'm not trying to butter you up. But Lieberman investigation ever gets off the ground, it goes on to say that it was the Clinton administration that disarmed the American military in the zone of the interior, which means the military base.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, there's never anybody to fight back. So I am begging you, America, don't give up your constitutional rights. If anything else, you need to protect yourself even more. If you're not interested in guns, you better do something for self-defense. And one last point, if I could. Let's say we hand them all in they do whatever they can, they take our guns. What are they going to do about these guys that waltz into this country with explosive belts? First, I mean, this is their plan. Then they'll blow themselves up somewhere, and they'll put magnetometers and X-ray machines all over your country, and we'll be a freaking prison. But I'm jumping up and down. I'm trying to find answers here. How do we do it? Well, you had the databases. You had the complaints, and you did nothing. So now they're telling you, Meg, America, bend over and take it. And by the way, let me take your guns from you, too, so you can't defend yourself from the next shooter or the robbery suspect or the maniac on the subway who just comes up and stabs you. I'm sure you heard that story in New York.
Right, that was a terrible story.
I'm just disgusted that they come after your constitutional rights, your right to self-defense, when some guy that they promised us how we'll be safe and we'll do this. We haven't been hit since 9/11, and now they're going to come after the guns again. It's just sad that how they twist this, and most people are so damn ignorant that they'll agree with them. Thanks for your time, babe.
Yeah, they don't understand. Thanks, Mark. A lot of people don't understand why we jump on the gun thing. Because here's the thing. Secret lists are not great. Secret lists are undermining some of our supposed freedoms that we enjoy in the United States. So even though you might want, like I say, there should be good gun regulations. People should know what they're doing, like concealed and carry, where you have to go through the process, et cetera, get the permit, all that stuff. That should be what has to happen, okay? But then the problem is it won't work because it goes to the opposite end of the pendulum. And if you let the Second Amendment rights completely fall, I think it's a dangerous thing. And really, as much as you can prove points, And this is what Mark is saying, like with Hassan, it's the perfect point to prove on the other side to say, well, listen, look at what Hassan did. He got a gun, but why the FBI didn't get him out of that base in the first place, I don't understand, especially with all the things we're hearing about the emails, crazy emails, tracing the money. It's always about following the money. And you can't tell me they couldn't trace that money because, of course, they had, and they had the answer within a week. So there's no way they had to have known that. I think it was about political correctness in his case, and people were afraid to say anything, were afraid to act for fear of seeming like they were anti-Muslim. And it's not anti-Muslim. It's anti-Islamic, jihadist, nutball, extreme, very different from somebody who happens to be of Muslim faith, right? So let's make sure we get that straight, certainly. All right, coming up on the flip side, I'll finish up the bad boys, because this one has to do with the Nevada senator and his affair. What's new about that? Not anything except for that the husband's speaking out, and boy, some of the things that he's saying are pretty accusatory, pretty inflammatory, really. And you could make a case for the husband. He certainly has some reasons, some motivations to want to see the senator go down. But the senator really, really shot himself in the foot. We'll talk about it next.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Last year, I had an affair. I violated the vows of my marriage. It's absolutely the worst thing that I've ever done in my life.
All right, that was the senator from Nevada, John Ensign, who admitted to having an affair. Well, now the man whose wife had the affair with the senator, Doug Hampton, gave an interview to ABC News and accused the senator of breaking ethics laws and said he believed Ensign was still pursuing the relationship in 2008 and what a nightmare it was for he and his wife, Cindy Hampton. Then the check that they were given from the family that was said to be a gift to him, because remember, eventually they both were fired. The woman he had the affair with, Cindy Hampton, and her husband, because, oh yeah, they were good friends and they both were working for him, by the way. There's more to this story, which is why he's also part of the Bad Boys file. Here's what Hampton said in that ABC interview.
His power and his influence has led to the complete destruction of my life today.
There is no doubt in your mind that John Ensign understood that ethics laws were being broken as well.
There's no doubt in my mind.
This is a serious allegation you're making against a sitting United States senator, that he knowingly assisted you.
Why would a client hire Doug Hampton if he didn't think that he was going to have access to John Ensign's office? It's the only reason why I would hire him.
My, oh, my. So, there's a lot of different things you could look at here. Ensign certainly was complicit in the affair and then obviously knew that he was caught and had to admit to it and all that other sort of stuff. But then you look at Doug Hampton, and here's the thing. He ultimately gets a job out of this. He ultimately becomes a lobbyist as a result of his ties to the senator, and now he's crying foul. So while the senator showed an incredible lapse of judgment in what happened here and was hypocritical as he was being, you know, saying he was so moral and everything else, but at the same time, so this is a fine line. What happens to the senator from Nevada? He's going to deny all the stuff as far as the lobbyist position is concerned. But when it comes to Hampton, geez, you know, he wasn't too worried to, I think, in a way, offer up his wife to still be able to get that job. Because here's the thing, if you're the man, you figure out your wife's having this affair, you're crushed beyond belief. You want to deck the guy, you want to knock him down on the ground. First of all, the last thing you do is you're going to take a helping hand from him to get a lobbyist job. No, you're not going to take anything from him. And now he's coming back for probably reasons that it didn't work out to go after him. So to me, they're two peas in a pod here. And Hampton, while he is outraged by this, it's also ridiculous. And what a bizarre triangle was created here in this situation that shouldn't have happened. All right, let's go to Chris, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. I'm kind of hit and miss on listening to your program. I'm at work, so I don't hear all the topic. But talking about the gun control and Mark, I always listen to him. You know, I'm a responsible gun owner, and I have a CCW permit, and I have had for about 2.5 years now. I'm about due to go get it renewed.
Mm-hmm.
We are responsible people, and we do stand a better chance. You know, there's 5 people in this world that the whole world knows, I guess, but my 2 daughters, their husbands, unless they've told somebody, and my girlfriend, because there does come a point in a relationship when you can't hide it no more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never had to pull it. I've never had to use it. But, you know, I stand a better chance than most of the people out there if something ever does happen. And, you know, it's not something that I tell everybody. It's not something that I brag about. It's just when I went to get my permit, it had been legal to carry in this state for almost 3 years. And my permit number in this county of about 90,000 people, my permit number was 182. So after 3 years, there was, out of 90,000 people, there was 182 permits issued.
Mm.
You know, so it's not like we're a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad that you said that. That'd be interesting to see the numbers, because I certainly, to me, the concealed carry permits, I agree with you. I have lots of friends that also have the concealed carry permits, and they're responsible gun owners, and they would tell me the same thing, that they haven't had it, but that they feel that they need it for the possibility, and they're very responsible. They go out to the gun range, etc. They went through the hoops, and that's my point, because I'm for the right to carry arms. So I agree. I think that when something happens, it gets overblown and says what, and people say, well, this is the reason why. If we would just get all the guns out of here, if we would just take all the guns away, then this wouldn't happen. But that's not right. And I think in certain situations, like, and I think you would agree with this, Chris, in Fort Hood, if you had had somebody who had had a weapon, then maybe nobody would have died, but you wouldn't have had the carnage you had there.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not going to die if something does happen, but at least I stand a better chance, and I also stand a chance of saving somebody else. And that's the whole point of this.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you have no way to defend yourself, and like you say, you know, I go down the range. I don't get down there as much as I used to because of the price of shells nowadays, but I used to be down there about twice a week. Now I'm down there about twice a month. And, you know, it's just but I do keep in practice. And I do my volleys of 5, you know, and I'm going to sign up and go get trained again. I don't have to go get the course again, but I just want to keep up, make sure if there's nothing, you know, something that I might have forgot, something that I might have overlooked. And the guy that I got my training with, I go back to him, you know, and it's basically half price. So, you know, it's worth another $65 to me to go down and just listen to him for 8 hours. And see what's, you know, just get a little refresher.
Right. Well, bravo. A responsible gun owner calling the show. I appreciate it. You're backing up what certainly what we're saying. And you gave me a great idea. Thanks, Chris. To check on some of the other states, and I will do that. You heard his point of how many people had been issued the permit of how many out of the many thousands who could have gotten it. And that's the idea. That's the responsible person. And in his case, he's talking about just to make sure that he's up on it. And he knows, making the point, too, maybe he saves somebody else's life. Remember when the thing happened, in sadly, in Killeen, Texas, right where Fort Hood is, but many years ago, not what happened recently, when they had a Luby's where somebody went in and started shooting people and way too many people died. And there was a woman that was in there who survived who said her only regret was she did have a gun and she did have a concealed carry permit, but her gun was in the car. And if she had had it with her, she said, boy, I could have had a clear shot. And I think I could have at least taken him, wounded him, taken him out, whatever. And more people would have been able to survive, including her parents who died in that Luby's attack. So you can imagine how she felt. And here she was, somebody who actually had the gun, just didn't have it on her at the time. So I'll say it again. If you've just never heard the program before, I am definitely about the Second Amendment and about the right to bear arms, carry arms if you want to. It's just the responsible. You want the responsible people to do that. And then every time somebody's a nut job or does some wackadoodle crazy thing, that highlights the gun deal. And then that, again, emphasizes, I think, too many of the wrong things. And there are things they could do with gun shows, and there are things they could do to do background checks. And there should be responsible ways to do that. There should be people that should want to have these things done just to say, okay, fine, I'm going to get a gun, but I'm doing it the legal way. I'm good. It's all good. I'm locked and loaded in the correct way. Because he is right. He makes the point. If you pull the trigger, I mean, you have to be ready to accept whatever responsibility that is, including what could happen to you as a result of that. Are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to take somebody out in a home invasion or in some other sadly horrific situation that I hope nobody listening to me runs into? Interesting story out of Laredo, Texas. There's a program that offers trucking companies passage across the American borders, right? A U.S. program that's started attracting the kind of customers who, let's say, place a premium on avoiding inspections. Who would that be? Oh, yeah. Mexican drug smugglers. Most trucks enrolled at the program at the border for 20 seconds before entering the United States, and 9 out of 10 of them do so without anyone actually looking, peeking in the back, or trying to figure out what they're hauling. But there is a small amount of trucks that are inspected. They found things like 8 tons of marijuana, if you remember. That was seized 1 week in April. So now people are questioning whether that program, that truck program, makes any kind of a sense, where you have drug traffickers who are willing to do anything to smuggle shipments into the U.S. So here's the program. People who participate, trucking companies who agree to adopt security measures in exchange for that fast entry, you know, the 20 seconds into the U.S., have to put their employees through background checks. And they have to fence in their places, and they have to track their trucks. They're also asked to work with subcontractors who have been certified under this program. It's run by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, and they keep the list of people secret. They say it's national security and trade secret, so it would be bad. But there are about 9,500 companies who are part of the system who advertise their membership to drum up business. So, of course, do you think they wouldn't be targets for smugglers who can threaten the drivers or offer them a bribe? I mean, how much is the trucker making? A Mexican cartel member? How much do you think they could offer them to get them to come across? You know, the number of trucks entering the U.S. from Mexico is gone from less than 3 million in 95 to about 5 million in 2008. Stay tuned.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Boy, there are a lot of things happening across this great land, including, sadly, some bad memories of the past. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, radioactive dust blew out of a pipe being cut by workers during some routine weekend maintenance at the Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant. They were trying to determine earlier today exactly what happened, how it happened, and all those questions. It was at the Central Pennsylvania plant, which was, of course, the site of our worst nuclear power plant disaster, which exposed a dozen people to radiation. The public, thank goodness, was in no danger, but the 12 people, it was terrible. And plant folks likened the workers' maximum exposure to the equivalent of 2 medical x-rays, while the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission said the workers were exposed to a small fraction of the annual federal regulatory limit. So when you hear that all of a sudden you've got this dust blowing out of the pipe, not a good thing, right? It happened late in the afternoon. A radiation monitor at the entrance temporarily went up, but a later survey detected no contamination outside. 150 workers in the building were sent home, and they decontaminated the building. So any radiation on any kind of an external surface, like a safety suit can be cleaned off, but it takes 2 to 3 days for radiation to naturally leave the body of anybody who breathes it in. Did you know that? So this plant, which is, gosh, how far is it? Because I can remember my family talking about this a lot at the dinner table. It's about 10 miles south of Harrisburg, has two reactors. One had that partial meltdown in 79 and is a mothball, basically. The other one is still in use but has been shut down since last month because they had to replace some steam generators. And the people removed the generators, the nuclear fuel rods, and the water from the reactor, cooling the system. Then some were left behind, I guess, in the reactor cooling pipes, which circulates water by the fuel. This sounds so technical, doesn't it? But it circulates the water by the fuel rods in a closed loop. So they were cutting that cooling system, that those pipes, when the change in the airflow stirred up the dust and it blew into the reactor's building. So, of course, what are they going to do? They're going to monitor the situation, but it looks like they contained everything. The thing that some might find troubling is they would put workers back into the reactor building before actually knowing the cause of the contamination. They think they know what it is, but they don't know what it is. Is it negligence? Is it something else? You can never be too careful. Sadly, because of Three Mile Island and the idea of the red flags that go up for so many people when you say, you know, nuclear power plant, you think of the kind of energy that could be used to power so many things if we would have that ability, and we do have that ability, but if we would pursue that ability. But because of the feelings of nuclear power in this country, that isn't a great avenue of energy to pursue because it often gets knocked down. But then you look at France and how much do they do with nuclear power. Amazing things, and they've cut costs, and they do it safely, obviously. But the Three Mile Island incident and just the eyebrows that go up when you say that, and we've done it before. We've talked about energy here in America Tonight. Remember, we had a week. Of course, if you've been a long-time listener, you would have heard this. We'll do it again, but we had different scientists on and inventors on who talked about different types of energy. Ethanol, the pursuing of ethanol, and whether or not we could actually be like Brazil, and the answer is not really. They're miles ahead of us, like 7 years ahead of us, but they also have a thing called a sugar cane, and that's what they use for the ethanol, which that would be moot in this country, and to try to get the plants up and everything else in time to meet some crazy energy number, it's not going to happen. Our reliance on oil is obviously so far down the road, and we're so many miles away from other alternatives. But those alternatives could easily have been available to us much sooner, right here in our own country producing it. The nuclear power certainly was one of those avenues, but the second you say that, it automatically sends red flags flying into the air, and you have to back down from that for the most part. All right, a couple of other things. We're supposed to have Harry Rinker on the show on our next show, and we'll ask him about this. You know, he does a show called What You Got, and it's actually pretty interesting to me because I used to think, well, I don't collect anything, but that's not true. I have sports memorabilia from my career in sports and some other things. And all of us, whether it's Mark in New York, Stu in Kentucky, Don in Wyoming, Pete in Michigan, Kathy in Michigan, anybody who listens, there's something you collect, whether it's postcards or black and white pictures from your family's history or whatever. There's always something. You might not be over the top with collecting, but I bet you collect something. He is the guru of telling you what it's worth. So it's always fun to have Harry on, and we do it like twice a month. I'm going to ask him about this. The Kentucky Historical Society, so many of you listening to me in Lexington know that, they've been displaying and actually publicizing a pair of earrings as having belonged to Mary Todd Lincoln, but the authenticity is being questioned. The pair of apparently gold-mounted black onyx earrings were bought by the society back in 2008 for more than 19 $25,000 for the Heritage Auction Galleries, which happen to be in Dallas. And they say, in their best judgment, the earrings once belonged to Lincoln. So they were excited about it, but they don't have, they can't directly tie it to Mrs. Lincoln. They can't directly tie it. Because, you know, they're talking about who sold or traded the earrings, and they have some letters and some writings about it, but it's unclear. So authenticating it is the key, as Harry will say, no matter what it is. That's the problem with, you know, autographs of superstars in sports. You get Derek Jeter's autograph, or you get, I don't know, let me think of some, Tom Brady's autograph. But if you have Tom Brady's autograph on a football and no proof that Tom Brady really signed it, and then he becomes a Hall of Famer and your great-grandson tries to sell it years from now, is he going to really get the right kind of cash that it might be worth? And the answer is no, if it's not authenticated. Now, for me, in my case with sports things, like Willie Mays signed a baseball for me, or Nolan Ryan, I mean, to me, that's personal, and I wouldn't sell it. I would give it, if I had a son, I'd give it to him. If I don't, I give it to my nephew, or I hand it down to somebody else. But I would keep that. I couldn't think of selling it. But there's differences. You know, you may have family heirlooms where you keep some of the stuff. There's an estate sale and you want to get rid of some of the other things. So remember this. He's coming on in our second hour. Lots going on in our next show. Between Nail the Score and Harry Rinker coming on and a few of the other things that we're doing, the biggest turkeys of 2009 and everything else in between that makes us crazy here, where we all jump on our soapboxes, whether it's the insanity defense in the Fort Hood shooting case, whether it's the trucker program that's attracting tons of drug smugglers, and, oh, we can't release what the companies are, but, geez, the drug smugglers know. So they're either taking the truckers at gunpoint and saying, you're going to take us across, or bribing them and they're taking them across. So isn't that great? We just opened our own lanes up. How many are getting in here illegally? Who knows? Or some of the other things that make us nuts that we've talked about, in particular this last couple of weeks, have been really wild. So I'm glad it's Thanksgiving. And be thankful for some of the other things that are going on, instead of the heart and soul of what we're talking about and how we're fighting to make sure we don't lose what is great about living in the United States. And we're hanging on, all of us are hanging on, to try to make sure that doesn't happen. Just remember, your vote always counts in the House. Everybody is up in 2010. How about that? Wonder how many people won't get reelected. Hopefully, in your neck of the woods, there's some good candidates, or maybe you have that rare politician that actually is working for you. Going to leave you with this one. Teddy Roosevelt was the one who said, in life, as in a football game, the principle is to follow this. Hit the line hard. I think we hit the line pretty hard this time around.
When we were driving over the border back into the United States, they asked me if I had any firearms. I said, what do you need?